This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3273 for Wednesday the 17th of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, Embrace Firefox. It is hosted by some guy on the internet, and is about 14 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, that's our browser.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Darwin. I am some guy on the internet. Welcome back to Hacker News. Hacker Public Radio. My apologies. Today's episode, we're going to talk about Mozilla Firefox. Now, not too long ago, Mozilla, they made a decision to, I guess, speak out about deplatforming. And I'm, you know, for those of you who are wondering, I'm not going to get political at all. I like to skirt politics from time to time to make things interesting, but I do not go into it. I draw a very thick margin and I don't go into the politics. It's just a very, very difficult topic. Not everybody's adult enough to handle it. And when you do talk about politics, you really need to be with a select few. It certainly shouldn't be discussed on the internet. So Mozilla got out there, made a statement saying that, you know, they believe that deplatforming is not enough. Something to that effect. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but, you know, I'm summarizing that they believe that deplatforming just wasn't enough for certain people, apparently. And for those of us who are freedom loving, it was kind of concerning to hear that coming from a, you know, free and open source project. You know, you get kind of nervous thinking like, okay, you know, what's going on over here? And especially for me personally. Now, if you want to subscribe to this thought, go right ahead. But for me personally, it's like, you know, the browser isn't exactly doing as hot. I mean, when you look over to the left there, you can see Chrome just running wild. And Firefox just isn't seeming to be making the same kind of progress. So, you know, I would hope that we would get some, you know, news on how much more progress we're going to be seeing with Mozilla Firefox. And don't get me wrong, I'm not planning on switching away from Mozilla Firefox like some other content creators have been talking about. I think that is the wrong approach here. Mozilla Firefox, or Mozilla, however you want to pronounce it, that's excuse me, I had to clear my throat there. That's our browser. You understand? We as an open source community need to embrace our browser. All right. This is a difficult time where they've had to make a lot of internal decisions, cutting people. I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of restructure because right now, basically Google is bankrolling Mozilla. So, you know, it's, they're going to have to really make some decisions internally to get this thing back on track because it's not looking good. And then on top of that, these unnecessary statements. I'm going to try not to say that it was bad because I don't think they actually attacked anyone specifically. So I'm not going to go the route of saying that it was a bad thing to do. However, in your current situation, I felt like that energy could have been used in another way. We could have heard about a new feature coming along or some work being done, some bugs being fixed or anything other than that. Especially when there's already this heat surrounding the deplatform situation. And the reason why there's already a little bit of heat on that topic is because we understand, okay, if a human being is on the internet and they're talking about something that, you know, law enforcement would probably try to pursue you and arrest you, then put you in prison for 20 plus years, those type of activities. If you're online talking about that, then obviously we're all reasonable, understanding human beings. We believe that, yes, there should be a limit to some of that stuff, simply because we don't want our platforms to be seen as the place where the chomos hang out, or you get what I'm saying, right? You just don't want it to be that kind of a place. So you do want to put some limits on it. And the problem here is everyone talks very reasonably when it's about the limits. However, when the limits are being placed, you know, when the deplatforming is happening, when the shadow bans are happening, somehow every single thing you can possibly disagree with is a reason to have you deplatformed. You know, it's not just the guy who's talking about the thing that law enforcement would be, you know, interested in locking him up for. Now it's just a guy who just voiced his opinion, and his opinion was different from the original poster. You know, the guy who originally posted the thread or whatever the case is, somebody comment, and it was just a simple disagreement. They just had two different perspectives on a simple topic. And that topic is fairly political. And guess what? Now all of a sudden one guy's a racist or something, right? Like you got to make him into a bad guy because he disagreed. And then you deplatform him. You know, you shadow ban him. You do something to him. And that's what we've been seeing. And there's no way to correct this. These platforms, they're pretty much closed source. They're proprietary. You go there. You hang out there, you communicate there, you're the user. They're making money off of you. They're letting advertisers know that there are a ton of eyeballs here on this platform, and they're always looking at stuff. They're always clicking on stuff. You know, this is a great place to make money. They hoover up all the things you're interested, all the stuff that you're interested in, all the stuff you share, all the stuff you comment on, all of that's data that's packaged and sold. And yet, people still go there knowing that at any moment you could possibly disagree with the wrong person and get banned. I would personally not use certain social media environments just because of that, even though I rarely comment on anything on social media. I rarely even go on social media, to be honest with you. I don't find it that interesting. I love Reddit, though. I don't consider Reddit social media, even though it is. I get a lot of news on there. You know, I hang out on all the Linux forums. So I don't even know if Reddit allows you to have friends. If it does, I never even use the feature. Like, it's not even relevant for me. For me, it's about news. I want to know about the latest news coming out in open source and Linux on certain projects that I follow. I even support projects on there. So when I go on, like, say, the LibreOffice, from the Open Document Foundation, when I go on LibreOffice forum on their sub, and somebody's in there bashing it, talking mad crap, I'm going to go ahead and donate $5, $10, whatever it is, and I'm going to post that in that thread and tell you how wonderful LibreOffice is and how I love it and can't live without it. And I want that post to trend. All right. Everybody can go out and say something negative and not contribute to a project. But what about the guy like me who can't code? Mainly because I don't have the time, usually. I mean, when I try to learn, I have tons of books that I bought from Humble Bundle. But when I try to learn, I normally have somebody coming up, you know, I'm a husband and a father. So somebody's coming up needing a solution, and I'm the guy for the job. So I'm not going to complain about it, but I got to do my job. So, yeah, I think that I'm kind of going off. I'm in the weeds here a bit. I'm going to try to steer us back on the road. So let's go back toward that Firefox a little bit there. Yeah, hearing them talk about more deplatforming and how it's not enough, knowing that the deplatforming that we currently have is being abused on these closed source platforms. And then, you know, one of the things that bothered me, not only is the browser not getting the attention it needs, they had to dump Thunderbird, and I love Thunderbird. I recently donated $20 to Thunderbird, and I posted it into the Reddit forums. Thunderbird is wonderful, and they're standing on their own. They're a great project. They still carry the Mozilla name, and they should, because Mozilla originally created it, and I love Thunderbird. However, you know, when I see Firefox do stuff like create a VPN package, you know, the browser isn't getting the love it needs. You had to dump Thunderbird. I mean, Rust started to suffer a little bit, and you created a VPN using, you know, the open source browser company guys created a VPN using open source technology, you know, WireGuard, and somehow open source was an afterthought when they did it. You know, Windows got it first, and then Linux was like, you know, 6 months to a year later, Linux is like, okay, yeah, now you open source guys can get a handle on this. And I could see if it was like free, where people didn't have to pay for anything, free as in free beer, not free as in freedom. If it was at no cost to the user, some sort of trial method where they just needed high volume just to test the servers or whatever for a while, or they were given like a trial, you know, first 2 or 3 months, you didn't have to pay for it just so you can get a feel for it, that kind of thing. I could see if, you know, something like that, they were basically testing the load, then I could understand, you know, that first 6 months or whatever Windows users had it, and then it was going to open up to everybody after they got a good idea. But even still, I think that Linux would have been I'm very frustrated. I'm sorry for the little stuttering thing there, but I'm trying not to swear as well. It gets a little tough. So you just go, Mozilla, could you please just stay away from the unnecessary? Let me clear my throat really quickly. All right, there we go. Excuse me. So it's like, Mozilla, could you stay away from the politics, from all the unnecessary conversations that are being had out there? And can we get somebody new in the company that understands that you have a vibrant base that will celebrate you to no end? Last thing you want to do is start letting these angry people who do have a voice in the community, they have a loud voice. I'm not going to use any name, but some of them have YouTube channels and podcasts and other things. They have a very loud voice and they can be heard by lots of people. Last thing you want is for that voice to be turned against you. You know, I'm not slamming any content creators here. I'm just saying that I personally, were I in a position to have a voice that loud where I could speak to that many people, I would be urging you to take some time, contact Mozilla, and have them understand that not only do you support the browser, you support what the browser stands for, open source liberty, you know, free as in freedom, freedom of the web. But you really want them to rein in some of that unnecessary interaction, you know, that and do a donation, $10, really. I wouldn't do anything under $10, though, just because, especially with like PayPal and them. I mean, you just under $10 is just not really going to, you know, but $10. Just give a little something. All right. So with all that said, I think I covered just about everything. I'm going to try to do more and more of these episodes. You know, Hacker needs some shows, and I feel like I'm not a sysadmin or anything like that. I'm basically a guy on the internet, and I can talk to you. I can talk to you for just a few minutes. And if you're out there working and you need a little content to get you through your work, hey, I'll talk to you. I'll have something to say. You know, I read a bunch of small, interesting things that I think might be interesting to hackers. Maybe not. I don't know, but it's something to listen to. You know, it's content. I bought a new laptop recently. I'm going to package up an episode for that not too long from now. But I'm going to run through a few more things. Actually, not today. We're going to go ahead and call this one good right now, though. So thank you all for listening. If you have any interesting feedback on Mozilla, their decision, and what they've mentioned about deplatforming, even some of the different social media outlets out there that are also deplatforming and shadow banning, you know, leave a comment. Let me know something. And yes, I am aware of Mastodon and some of the other, the decentralized, like, was it the Fediverse or something like that? I can't remember what the actual term was used, but they're basically like Mastodon and PeerTube and, you know, decentralized is, I think, the buzzword for that. But yeah, I know about those, and I am on Mastodon. But again, I don't use social media. I have a Mastodon account, but rarely do I actually post something. I'll check it out from time to time. You know, might miss something from somebody. But most of the people I'm following on there, I already have their podcasts in my feed. So I get a podcast and I'm good. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I'll catch up to you another time. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.